Well, weather is again the story of this 2008 wheat harvest, with storms, with straight-line winds, slowing harvest not only on Friday, but the after-effects continued into Saturday. Altus and some outlying areas were still without power until Saturday, which only served to multiply the problems some elevators continue to have in that area of the state. The lack of rail cars or the lack of movement of the few rail cars that have been placed is causing wheat to now be stored on the ground, which is not something elevators wanted to do, but now have no choice. Wheat's now being stored on the ground in at least Altus and the Frederick areas. The good news is that area is now about 80 to 85% complete with harvest, as many custom cutters were moving northward, leaving the area on Friday and Saturday. From Lone Wolf northward to I-40, west of that line is now about 70% complete with harvest. However, east of that line, little wheat has been cut, with moisture on Sunday still being reported in the 16% range. This area, as well as numerous other areas around the state, continue to be concerned with the variety overlay as it relates to shattering, with heavy thunderstorms moving through that are accompanied by high winds. The Kingfisher area is now 70 to 75% complete with harvest. West of the line from Kingfisher to Tacoma to Cherokee is generally defined as having 30% of those acres cut, and areas east of that line are still 20% or less. That'd be less as you move north and northeast of Enid. The reason is a combination of green wheat. That area did have more moisture at critical times, and because of the rain with the recent storms. What wheat is harvestable in the panhandle on dryland acres started last week, with no reports currently on completed percentages. Harvest was halted again north of I-40 across the state at various times Sunday afternoon into Sunday evening, as yet another line of severe storms with hail and high winds and rain moved across the state.